The Justice Department has charged four men in connection to the assassination of Haiti's president Jovenel Moïse. The suspects were detained in Haiti since his death, but the case there stalled, and investigators and judges there faced death threats. President Moïse was shot dead at his home in the capital, Port-au-Prince, a year and a half ago. For more, let's talk to Jacqueline Charles, Caribbean correspondent for the Miami Herald. Jacqueline, these four men are due in U.S. court today. What are they accused of?
Well, we have indeed four individuals. They've been brought here in connection to the president's killing. Three of them are accused of helping coordinate a failed kidnapping of President Jovenel Moïse to remove him from office upon his return from a state visit in June of 2021. These same three are also accused of conspiring in a final plan to kill the president at his home on July 7, 2021. But one of the individuals, Christian Emmanuel Sano, who Haitians investigators had singled out as the intellectual author, he is not facing assassination charges or even kidnapping charges. He's basically being charged with export violations having to do with bulletproof vests and other weapons that he shipped to Haiti without pre-approval from the Department of Commerce.
So according to the Justice Department, who raided the president's home and how was it planned?
Well, according to the Justice Department, you know, you have a group of Colombians, you know, with military experience, along with several Haitian Americans with ties to South Florida, two of them, James Solage and Joseph Vincent. And they raided the president's home that evening of July 7th. And according to Haitian authorities, the president was shot multiple times, at least 12 times, and his wife, Martine Moïse, was wounded. I will tell you that I interviewed James Solage while he was in prison in Haiti. He denied any involvement in the president's assassination, as well as Christian, you know, Sano. So it's going to be interesting to see how this case shakes out here in the United States.
But the accusation, at least from the U.S. government, is these four men met and did advanced planning and, you know, planned a number of weapons, etc., to pull this off. That's the case.
That's what the United States is saying, that there were meetings ahead of the assassination plot. But at some point, you know, Emmanuel Sano, the pastor who basically split his time between the U.S. and Haiti and who had aspirations to replace Moïse, he was sort of put aside. He was no longer in the picture. And somebody else emerged as a potential successor. But these three individuals, James Solage, Joseph Vincent, and Germán Rivera, who was a Colombian, who was also brought in as part of this group, that, yes, they were part of the planning and they were involved in the plans to kidnap. And then that kidnapping turned into an assassination plot.
Why, Jacqueline, is this case being brought in the United States? Is there a sense of judicial dysfunction in Haiti?
Well, there's two different questions. So one, the United States claims jurisdictional overview of this case because there was a trip by James Solage on the 28th of June, 2021, and he returned. He took a trip from Port-au-Prince to South Florida, and then he returned back on July 1st, just days before the assassination. Mm-hmm. When he came to South Florida, he brought with him a letter allegedly signed by a Haitian Supreme Court justice asking for help. So he is named as co-conspirator number one. We at the Miami Herald, we have revealed his identity. We have sources who said to us that that co-conspirator number one, who the U.S. government is discussing, is James Solage. Now, your other question, yes, there is judicial dysfunction in Haiti. The case, you know, has basically stalled. There were five judges. There's now a fifth judge. He has actually been advancing. He's been holding hearings. He's actually pitted some of these suspects against one another. It's been 18 months. No one has officially been charged yet based on the system in Haiti. But at the same time, things are moving very slow. There are over 40 people who were arrested, you know, in connection to this.
Yeah. And just in a couple seconds, Jacqueline, I understand you spoke to the current president of Haiti. What did he have to say about this case?
The current prime minister of Haiti, I have not spoken to him since this. We interviewed him last year, but he said that he was open to having suspects transferred to the United States, and that's what we saw yesterday.
That is the Miami Herald's Jacqueline Charles on the story. Jacqueline, thank you once again.
Thank you.